seemed like your team, I don't want to say played angry, but it played really determined today. And no matter how many times they pushed back, you pushed them back and came back.
Well, I thought that we, you know, when you look at the series against Toronto, obviously this was a game we wanted to have a chance to win and beat that team over there. We know they're an excellent team, but more so for us, the last game we played against them, we thought coming out of the All-Star break, both teams were slow to start, but in the second period, especially a little bit in the third, we tried to play the style of game that the Toronto Marlies play. We know that they offensively have a lot more goals than we've scored, so we had to play a certain style, and we got away from that, but we were able to, in tonight's game, play the style of game that you have to play to give yourself a chance to win against that team.
That kind of pushback hasn't been here a lot this season. What happened today that you were able to keep?
Well, I think, Patrick, I think what happens is, you know, at the beginning of the year, you would it wasn't as much of an uphill challenge whenever you got scored against, but whenever you have a lack of success for chunks of time, you know, guys get down, but a real credit to the team tonight. I thought they, you know, even whenever they scored key goals and the Toronto came back and got back in the game again, I thought they really stuck with trying to get themselves to win here.
Team that's given you all sorts of trouble this year, is it a little bit more incentive that you to beat this team in?
For us, it's you know, you look at short-term goals, you look at challenges, you know, things during the season with where we sit, and this was an opportunity here to again for the group to beat the best team in the American Hockey League, and to have a chance to feel good about themselves. And I really thought from our veteran group to our younger players, they played a solid all-around game. So credit to them.
What can you say about the play of Eric Farmer, who kept you guys in it when you were down 3-1?
It's been the same. Eric's been, you know, I think we get a little spoiled at times because we've been seeing it all year long. But like I've said before, I always gauge my goaltenders on if they give you a chance to win the game and if they're better than the guy on the other side, you know, 200 feet away, and he's been that for us.
I was just going to say, J.C. Lapointe takes an early penalty and then makes up for it, scores a goal, and ends up with 4 assists. What can you say about his play tonight?
I thought I thought J.C. played the style of game that will get him to the National Hockey League, and that's the way he has to play whenever he's up with Winnipeg.
5-point thing is not normally what you would associate in a discussion with J.C.
No, it's, you know what, his game is, you know, he's a quick, physical, in-your-face type of player, but he does have a skill set there. He's, you know, he's produced numbers at the junior level. He's had success at the American League level with points this year, but he's a straight-line player that has to play with an edge. And when you look at the goals there tonight, it was from J.C. going to those areas of the ice that give you a chance to score goals.
I think 4 of the 5 goals were, or 6 goals were going to the net, like crashing the net. You've been preaching that all year. Do you think that message is starting to really take hold now?
Yeah, you know, when you look at teams, when you if you want to pay a price to score goals, you look at DeLeo, the same thing, then you have to go to the front of the net. You can't be a perimeter team. And I thought the guys, you know, for the majority of the they were able to do that. Obviously, tonight's game, it was really strong. There's going to be ups and downs during the year when you're not being consistent with that, but the mindset was there, and we were able to execute with that.
How do you make sure now that the guys continue to play the style coming to Tuesday and the rest of the homestand?
Well, there's going to be hiccups. We know there's, you know, it's not just all of a sudden we're a different team. We're going to enjoy this win because this is a big win for this team. We know what we're up against there in Toronto, and the guys have to realize that when you play a certain style of game and you play to your strengths, you have a better chance to win games. It's a matter of making sure that that they don't get away from the style of game that they have to play to be able to try to climb up in the standings a little bit.